ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Verse 20, Text 23. Sita Maya Devi. Now I'll say the verse and then. Is that? Yeah. So, translation. My dear Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary systems for a long duration of life, opulence, and enjoyment. But I have seen all of these through the activities of my father. When my father was angry and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Yet my father, who is so powerful, has now been vanquished by you within a moment. Purport. Within this material world, one should understand by practical experience the value of material opulence, longevity, and influence. We have actual experience that even on this planet, there have been many great politicians and military commanders like Napoleon, Hitler, Subhash Chandra Bose, and Gandhi. But as soon as their lives were finished, their popularity, influence, and everything else were finished also. Prahlad Maharaj formally gathered the same experience by seeing the activities of Hiranyakashipu, his great father. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not give any importance to anything in this material world. No one can maintain his body or material achievements forever. A Vaishnava can understand that nothing within this material world, not even that which is powerful, opulent, or influential, can endure. At any time, such things may be vanquished. And who can vanquish them? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Great. Since the Supreme Great demands Savadaman Parichajam, Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. Every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. One must surrender unto the Lord to be saved from the wheel of repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 15, Yoga of the Supreme Person, it states, those who are free from false prestige, illusion, and false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from the dualities of happiness and distress, and who, unbewildered, know how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, attain to that eternal kingdom. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada states, the surrendering process is described here very nicely. The first qualification is that one should not be deluded by pride, because the conditioned soul is puffed up, thinking himself the lord of material nature. It is very difficult for him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know by the cultivation of real knowledge that he is not the lord of material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Lord. When one is free from the delusion caused by pride, he can begin the process of surrender. So, This is our condition in this material world, like Hiranyakashipu. He was considering that he was the Lord of the universe, that there was, he was all-powerful. And Prahlad, he knew who was all-powerful. Prahlad knew that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is all-powerful, that there is no one above or beyond the Supreme Lord. So he challenged his father. He challenged Hiranyakashipu. He said, he was telling him about Vishnu. And of course, Hiranyakashipu did not appreciate that very much. He had great affection for his son. He would put him on his lap. He would smell his head. He would feel great love and affection. But when he challenged his authority, then he became enraged. So just imagine his son, he was only 5 years old. But because he challenged his authority, he became enraged and he wanted to kill his own son. And he tried in many variety of ways of to kill his own son. But then he realized that, I cannot kill my son. There must be something that he has, some power that he has. And so then he came to understand that I must kill my son. One way or another, I must kill my son. So he would not give up with this determination. And then, of course, as we know, Hiranyakashipu appeared and devastated Hiranyakashipu in a moment. So this is the nature of this material world. In this material world, there are many, many, especially in this Kali Yuga, there are many little Hiranyakashipus who are all very eager to be supreme. In this material world, we come here to enjoy sense gratification. So we come to experience this sensual enjoyment. And the essence of that sensual enjoyment is truly that we want to feel ourselves superior. We want to feel ourselves better than each other. And we compete for that. That's why we see competition is such a huge thing in the material world. Everybody is competing, trying to be the best. And so Hiranyakashipu, he was the epitome of that. He was the king of demons. He had power beyond our imagination, full of mystic cities that were... he was able to control the demigods. He was able to... control practically everything in this material world, except he could not control death, although he tried to think that he could. So just like Hiranyakashipu, we are like that. Within us are these qualities. We've all come into this material world. Why? Why have we come here? To be the controller, to be the enjoyer. That is our basic reason for coming here. We want to do like that because we want to be Krishna separate. We want to be separate from Krishna. So Krishna facilitates that desire. That desire is given to us. So he gives us this material body. He gives us this material body so that we can act like him. But we all know from our experiences in this life, we could look to our father, or we can see what were his activities. He was trying to be so much the controller, the enjoyer, but ultimately he became frustrated. So we are trained like this in this material world. And some of us are trained in such a way that our samskaras are such that they don't permit us to see the light of the Bhagavatam, the light of the sun, because we are so covered by our sinful activities. So this material world, it is an unending crushing machine. It crushes the soul again and again. The soul experiences unlimited pain and suffering. And again and again, we want to come back here to experience the same thing. This is the endless crushing machine. The material energy is crushing us. I read this shloka one time. It was very nice. It said, "My dear Lord, I am a living entity perpetually disturbed by the conditions of material existence. I have been cracked into different pieces by the smashing wheel of material existence. And because of my various sinful activities while existing in this material world, I am burning in a blazing fire of material reaction. Somehow or other, my dear Lord, I have come to take shelter at your lotus feet. Please accept me and give me protection." So, in Krishna consciousness, we come to a point, or we should come to a point, where we admit our wrongs. We admit that I have done wrong, my Lord. Please accept me. Please protect me. Like in the first part of O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. So the very first part of the prayers, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's praying, O Gopinath, I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires. So we're admitting, he's admitting, that is his position. I have done wrong, my Lord. So then he is feeling repentance. So this is a very deep thing, actually. Like in Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing they come to admit is that they are alcoholics. They admit. They say, "I am an alcoholic." But before they cannot begin the process of curing themselves until they come to that point of admittance. So similarly with us, all living in this material world, we must come to the point of admittance that I have done wrong, I am proud, I am very much arrogant, and I have lived like this lifetime after lifetime. Now, my Lord, I want to give this up. So then there's different degrees. We may come to that on one level, but actually it is an infinite process of surrender, of accepting and eliminating. Accepting that which is favorable to Krishna consciousness and eliminating that which is unfavorable. So that is Sharanagati, the process of surrender, giving up all of our unwanted things within our heart. And there are many, many, many things that we are unaware of because we are so much covered by our ignorance that we cannot perceive it. So then when it comes to us, when we become aware of it, then we can pray to the Lord very earnestly. We should pray very earnestly to please remove these anattas from my heart, because these anattas are the cause of being separated from you, my Lord. For so long, they have caused me so much grief, so much pain. So please, you please remove these bad things from my heart. So this has to be our endeavor, in Krishna consciousness. And when we come into a association like you have here, where you can dance and sing and feel such joy and happiness in chanting the holy name of the Lord, such a wonderful gathering of devotees, it makes it so much easier to be Krishna conscious. Because then we can develop friendship, deep, loving friendship. And in that deep, loving friendship, we can trust. We can give our heart. We can open our heart. We can begin to reveal our heart, our mind, to one another, to our close friends. And then they can point out certain things to us, which ordinarily you wouldn't allow to be seen. You wouldn't allow to reveal to other people, because you wouldn't have that trust, you wouldn't have that affection and love. So this is the glories of what Chaupati has done for the whole world to see how devotees can have this structure. It is so important. I know myself, I have been devotee, or trying to be a devotee, for so many years. And I've been by myself due to certain circumstances. I had to be by myself under certain conditions, time and time again. Some karma I am living through. But somehow or other, I am praying that that Radha Gopinath can make the arrangement that I can come into such association, that I too can begin to dance and sing and find joy. Because it's in that joy of Krishna consciousness that all of our anattas will be eradicated. Very, very easily. Krishna, he can do the impossible, and he does the impossible every moment, every second he is doing, he is revealing to us so many things. And he can remove all of the bad things from our heart within a moment, if we desire it. And we can come to that point of desiring it more and more as we experience these higher taste of Krishna consciousness. We see that outside, like an example might be, like the other day I had to take a taxi to Murlidhar, the dentist. So I had nobody to come with me to show me what the address was. Somebody came originally to tell the taxi driver what the address was, where the place was. He explained to him very, very clearly how to get to the destination. So the taxi driver shook his head, yes, 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 I am understanding. And then he took me, but he did not understand, because he got lost. And he got lost very badly. And then I realized that he is completely lost, but he wouldn't admit that he was lost. So then we had to stop, and we asked different people, and the people were explaining to him where it was, where the destination was, and then he finally admitted that he was lost. And even though he was lost, he didn't take me to my destination. Still, he wanted more money than what I should have paid him. And he insisted on that. So then I had to pay him the money. But the point being is that when we're not in proper association, when we don't have this association, then all of these bad qualities come in our heart. Our arrogance, our puffed up nature, our conceit, and we become Hiranyakashipu. So this is our great fortune, these sanghas that Srila Prabhupada, by his divine vision, could understand how we have to protect. He has to protect his devotees. He has to protect those devotees who are aspiring on this process of Krishna consciousness. Because all around us, there is an ocean of demoniac qualities. And even within ourselves, so much by our samskaras from previous life's activities. I mean, if we consider since time immemorial, that's a long time, we've been trying to be Krishna. We've been trying to be the enjoyer and controller. So it is very, very deeply rooted. And in order to remove all of this dirty things in our heart, we have to take sadhu sangha. And it has to be continued, always, everywhere, at all times. We have to hear, chant, render service. And gradually, what will happen is that our bhakti lata bij, the seed of devotion, will become strong. And then we can withstand so many difficulties in life, just like Prahlad Maharaj. He had so many difficulties that he had to face from his demoniac father. But because he was fixed, he had complete nishta upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, he could not be deterred from his determination. So likewise, we have to be like that, like Prahlad Maharaj. We have to learn to become fearless in the face of the greatest dangers. And they will come upon us. They are bound to come upon us. Such is the nature of this world. Birth, death, old age, disease, they are bound to be upon our head. And at every moment they're upon our head, just waiting to crush the living entity. But in that crushing, if we can be like Prahlad and have no fear of this material energy, then we can step on the head of death. And we will accept, we will graciously accept, like that verse, Tate nukampam shushamikshamana. We have to come to accept that all of my difficulties in life have come about by my doing. The environment has not created these things. The environment is actually friendly. Maya is our friend. Maya, she gives us all of our difficulties. She presents so many allurements, so many temptations. But she is our friend, because she is putting us through the fire of ordeal to do what? To bring us to that yearning desire to connect with Krishna. We want to be with Krishna, so we have to become very, very serious to be with Krishna. It is not a simple thing, actually. It is a difficult thing to come again to be with Krishna. And it may take many, many lifetimes. But the fact is that we are here now. And we have the opportunity now. So it is a great thing that we have this opportunity. And if we, yeyatam mam papadyante, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So Krishna will see our earnest desire, how much we want him. And then he will test us in so many ways. He will give us so many tests. And all of these tests, they are simply for our purification, so that we can come to the point where we could use all of our activities, all of our thinking, manmana bhava mad bhakto. Always we'll think of Krishna, we'll bow down, we'll be his devotee, we'll offer obeisances. This will be our constant endeavor. Then we'll become very, very joyful, because our senses will become more and more purified. We will be eager to hear, to chant, to worship. That eagerness will increase to a great, great point. Like Rupa Goswami says, that is our ticket to be with Krishna. intense greed, intense eagerness to want to be with Krishna. That is our goal in this Krishna consciousness. Our goal is to become Trinarapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Manina Manadena Kiyataniya Sadahari. Our goal of life is to become the lowest of the lowest, to become the lowest of the low, to realize that I am not better than everyone nor anyone. I am just a very insignificant, tiny, small living entity meant to give service to the all-lovable Lord of my life, Radha Gopinath, the Lord of my life. I am meant to give my all and all to Him, and to not be the big, important person in life, which I thought I was. So this is very important that we take this very this attitude of respect, giving respect to one and all, to honor all in this life, because that is our way of entrance into the kingdom of God. That is how it is in the kingdom of God. In Krishna's kingdom, He is king. We are the servant. We are just a very tiny servant. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sang a very nice song called Amara Jivana. It goes, I'll sing just the first stanza. It goes, Amara Jivana Sada Pape Rata Nahika Punyira Lesh Parire Udvai Diache Jekato Diache Jivere Klesh. So in this, the translation, it goes, throughout my whole life I have been addicted to sin, never performing any pious activities. I have simply been a source of disturbance and suffering for others. For my own pleasure, I never feared to commit any sin. I am devoid of pity and full of selfishness. I am sorry at others' happiness, and I am an inveterate liar. Indeed, I take delight in others' miseries. Endless are the selfish desires in my heart. I am prone to anger and devoted to arrogance, intoxicated by conceit and deluded by attraction to sense pleasure. I ornament myself with pride and envy, afflicted by laziness and sleep, adverse to pious activities. I delight to perform any harmful act to obtain name and fame. I'm very adept in duplicity, always lusty and degraded by mundane greed. Being such a miscreant and rejected by saintly persons, I have become a repeated offender. I never do good deeds, but am inclined only to bad habits. Thus I am oppressed by so many miseries. Now in old age I am rendered helpless, reduced to a fallen and destitute condition. Bhakti Vinod presents his sad case at the feet of the Lord. So this is very nice, because it brings us into our position of conditional life. It is our condition, actually. It is not that we haven't come. We've come up from this rank. Life, in lifetime after lifetime, we've been like this. So many things have been there in our heart. And that's why we've taken body after body after body. So the whole idea in Krishna consciousness is to come to prema. We want to come to love. We want to come to love Krishna, to understand our position, that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. I am made to render service to Krishna. So this is our position. We've taken this body. It is our in our false ego. We're filled with our false ego, our conceit, to enjoy this material world, to enjoy and to be the controller. So this has to be given up, and that is the process of Krishna consciousness. By giving it up, gradually, we come to our actual position, which is to love the Supreme Lord. And once and for all, we will give up our connection with trying to be that which I am not, to giving up the position of the Supreme Lord. And when we let go of that, when Krishna permits us to let go of that, then we will find ourselves to be fully joyful, fully happy, because we will be reinstated in our natural position, our natural loving position. So everything here in the material world is artificial. Upadis, designations which are all false. I want to be a politician. I want to be a cop, a New York cop. I want to be so many different things in life. So all of these things, all of these plans and desires that are lodged within our heart to be happy in this material world, all of this is our confusion, our delusion, our bewilderment of life, our falsity that we've identified with lifetime after lifetime. So then we come and we finally give them up, and then we can become our natural true self, which is to render loving service unto Radha Gopinath. So I'll end here, because I think it's time. But if anybody has any comments or questions that they'd like to add or ask. Oh, okay. Okay, Radha Go Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.